Fun, very fun. Just glad to be back out there having fun with the teammates, trying to make plays. Very competitive. So it was a great day.
Guys on that defense, in that secondary, like you and Ramsey, does it immediately you get a feel after one day of these things or what?
Oh yeah, we get a good feel. You know, we got good chemistry, I'll say, on and off the field, and you know, we just stay in each other's ear if we see anything. I'm able to sometimes watch the reps, even if I'm on the field. Like today, I saw some stuff and I'll talk to him about it. But just staying on him, just like you know, he gonna hold me accountable. But you know, from him, the safety is everything. You can tell that we're out there getting everything going.
Coming to a new team, what's the most important thing that you get done as a free agent in OTAs?
Oh, just seeing if you still have the same technique, just getting new calls in, just seeing where your help's going to be. But I think most of all is fundamentals, just making sure your feet are right and everything, and that's one thing I was focusing on today.
I guess yesterday, like Taylor, you and Jalen, the best cornerback tandem in the entire league, haven't even played it down together yet. I mean, what does that say?
Just shows that we're getting some respect from former DBs, but we know what we're up against. We can't really focus on things like that. All we can do is just focus on how we're going to make plays to help our team. You know, they have great tandems everywhere, but it's more than just us two corners. We have our D-line, our backers, and our safeties too, and then we have some that's not even back yet. So just getting comfortable, getting the right chemistry, and just making sure that we do everything we need to do in practice and even in camp to get ready for the season.
Is it helped that you and Jalen have a little bit of a different style?
I don't know.
In terms of complementing each other.
Yeah, I don't know what type of different style it is. Like, at the end of the day, I feel he make plays, I make plays. I know he's more athletic as far as, like, he's longer. If you say that, I mean, I'm 6 feet. So, but, I mean, at the end of the day, he gets his hand a lot on the balls and everything. And, you know, I just emphasized to him, I was like, man, ain't no reason why you shouldn't be an all-pro corner this year. Just take advantage of every rep. Just learn from it and just keep getting better. And that's one thing that he's doing, even on the field and in the film room.
You're looking forward to the season opener. I know it's a long way away. More so because of Houston or just –
I'm just ready to be back out there. I know it has something to do with Houston. Everybody's going to say what they want to say. They're not going to agree with anything that happened, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, I'm on a new team. I'm in Jacksonville, and our goal is to win, and we have to start off fast against Houston, and that's, you know, first step.
It took a while in Houston for all you guys to gel back there in the secondary. Realistically, with all the new moving pieces and parts, how long is it going to take until you feel comfortable with everything?
I don't think it's taking long just for the simple fact we talk so much football, even when we're not on the field, in film, even in the locker room. So, you know, I tell them one thing about how we ran something, you know, in Houston and, like, formation recognition and how to anticipate things. I'm even talking to the younger guys out there today, just stuff that helped me to transition to a better, like, corner. So just implementing everything in their game and just trying to learn something from everybody too.
What are some of those things?
Just route recognition, tempo, formation recognition, everything like that, formation indicators. Sometimes that eliminates certain routes, and then when it gets going, you just have to play. And it's not really just reacting, but it's anticipating.
You're kind of in a unique situation. I mean, Calais Campbell comes in, and Ramsey's here. You're the high-dollar free agent, yet the spotlight hasn't been on
I don't really care about the spotlight. Like, at the end of the day, I try to gain respect from everybody else, and at the end of the day, I don't really need it just because I know what I'm capable of and I know what I've done. You could hate all you want or deny it, but that's not going to stop me from helping my team, you know, make plays and try to get these wins.
What do you want to get out of the next 2 weeks?
Turnovers, really. Just get better as far as technique-wise and then just causing more turnovers as an individual, but even from the DB standpoint, defensive standpoint, because when you go in, you know, when you end OTAs, going to mini camp, doing that, you know, you have something to study going into camp and then try to transition that even when we practice against the Patriots and the Buccaneers. So it's just every stepping stone and just getting better and not staying complacent.
Did you get any turnovers today?
No, we dropped some. But we was on there. I don't even think I got a pass towards me, but I felt good on most of my footwork and breaks. But, you know, they're going to come. I know they was taking their time with it, but we definitely could have capitalized on some. But just to see those guys out there breaking on everything and looking very comfortable, that's something that you want to see.
I feel
great. Like I said, it's just making sure my feet are right, and I felt like for the most part it was really good, and I was on top of all the routes. So I'm gonna watch it on film, see what I need to work on. I know Jalen will tell me, just like I'm gonna study him. So I'm very excited to, you know, watch film.
You mentioned the joint practices. You were in that Texans Redskins chaos a couple years ago. Can you guys get better those 2 weeks against Tampa and New England?
I agree. It's always good to go against fresh faces, new jerseys, or different jerseys and everything. So it's going to be fun. And, you know, both of those teams have great weapons at receivers and good quarterbacks. So you already know what they're expecting. It's just to see where we're going to measure up to them and, you know, give us good confidence going into our first game.